Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What's up, y'all? This is MC Till. You are tuned into the Boom Bap Chat for 100 and something. We're excited to be here tonight. MC Till and I am representing Everybody's Records. If you don't know this store, you need to get to know this store here in Cincinnati, Ohio, over in Pleasant Ridge. And if you can't visit us here in the flesh, check them out online at everybodysrecords.com. Bo Brown, what's up, man? Who you got tonight?
Man, my name is Bo Brown, and I'm representing Peace tonight.
Peace. I love it. And our man Iomas Mara tonight is representing education. He's getting his study on. If you've been following the Boom Bap Chat, you know he is hard at work. And so he is trying to, like Bo said, he's on his tenure track. So shout out to Iomas. And Profound is having some technical difficulties tonight, but he should be joining us here shortly. We hope that's the case. But if not, shout out to Profound. All right, our guest tonight is jazzy hip hop to the fullest. His down to earth approach to rhymes is super dope. There it is, right on the hat. If you're watching, he always selects perfect beats for his laid back rhyme style, which I love. He is the best at hip hop, and if you dig groups like De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Diggable Planets, then you're gonna love our guest tonight. If you don't already love him, please join me as we welcome to the Boom Bap Chat the one and only Kid Abstract. Give it up, everybody. Woo! Kid Abstract, there you go. Kid Abstract, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yo, peace and blessings, y'all. It's great to be here talking to you guys. You know, jazzy hip hop aficionados. That's my type of people. Y'all like coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee and hip hop. I know that's your thing, man. I have only gotten to coffee lately and only cold brew. Yeah, I don't really like hot coffee. Hey, yo, Bo, you didn't even know, did you?
No, I had no idea.
What's your favorite kind of coffee, Kid Abstract?
I'm not too picky, but I like to go to my local coffee shop. It's called Corridor Flow, and I like to get a Spanish latte on ice.
Oh, so cold. Okay.
Yeah, cold as well. That's probably my favorite.
So all right.
Shout out to Corridor Flow.
What is it? What's in the Spanish latte?
You know what? That's their secret, man. You know, you'd have to ask them, but I know that they add some cinnamon on there, man. It's everything is just blended perfectly. But, you know, it is, I don't know if it's heavy on cream, but I do enjoy coffee with cream, man. Usually at home, I'll make a dark roast with a little bit of vanilla cream. And that's my thing, man.
Okay, yeah. Right on. Bo, what's your go-to coffee?
Man, I just drink it black. I got an ice cream shop down the road. They source their beans from Guatemala.
Oh, word.
And so they just come out so fresh. They grind it right there at the ice cream shop, actually. So just black coffee from Guatemala.
Wow, okay. Right on. I like my cold, sweet, and with about 90% like almond milk. So there I just like a little bit of the coffee taste, basically. So I'm not like you guys. Hey, Kid Abstract, man, before we jump into this new album that's coming out soon, I wanted to start. I heard you in an interview with our guy Krill, Out the Box Media, does great interviews. I heard you talk about early on, the albums that you listened to early on. I want us to start there and kind of work our way to your new album. And the two albums that you had mentioned, or you mentioned these artists, is Tupac and Biggie here. We got Me Against the World and Ready to Die, if you're, you know, watching. And I'm just curious if you could take us through, like, what do these albums take you to now? Like, when you look at these albums, like, where do you go when you see these albums today?
Well, let me paint the picture for you, man. Imagine like a 5-6-year-old me in a Bulls jersey, Jordan on the back. You know, it's like, what, 96, 97, maybe? Somewhere around there. I can't remember the exact year. You know, everything flies by so fast. But just imagine me, you know, escaping from my parents' house because we didn't really listen to too much hip-hop music. So I go over to my friend's house. He's a Pakistani, right? And he has older brothers that have a boombox and tapes, cassette tapes of Biggie and Tupac. So this is my first hip hop experience, man. They pop it in the boombox. I'm listening to this music and I'm just like baffled, man. Like, just, you know, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, you know. And I probably heard it on the radio, but to experience it that way, like kind of in a rebel way, you know, escaping my parents' house to enjoy this music. It was a really special moment for me. You know, it's been ingrained in me since.
Oh, man, that's yeah, dope. That's dope. What was the music in your household growing up?
We listened to a lot of salsa, merengue, samba, okay. Bossa nova. A lot of Latin music. Yeah, okay. International music.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have early memory of just music in general before hip hop, before you got introduced to hip hop?
Yeah, I would shout out to my pops, man. We would always go to warehouse tapes and Tower Records.
Yeah.
And we would always go just walking through the aisles, and they had headphones right there, and you can yes. like put it in a CD or tape or whatever, and you can kind of enjoy it before you bought it. Right? Yeah. So we spent a lot of time doing that, man. And I think that's why I appreciate music a lot more.
Yeah.
I was able to enjoy albums from top to bottom. So that's my thing.
Yeah, man. Same. I love albums. Like, you know, the singles that people are putting out now, or it's just like a stream of singles. It's cool. Like, however you want to make music, do your thing. But for me, it's the album, man. I love the album. And I remember those days where you could go to the store. Man, isn't that wild? Like, now you can just like
listen there.
Grab your phone, grab whatever device is around, preview
it up in 2 seconds, man. Yeah, yeah. It's just, there's not that much appreciation, man. And if you don't have to travel and go purchase the album with your hard-earned money, really just dive into it, it's a full experience, man. I really miss that. I don't do that very often. I know you mentioned the record store that you go to. A lot of them that are around my house are actually no longer there, unfortunately. So I don't get to experience that too much. I do enjoy Spotify though, man. Being able to pull up whatever I want. I think I still appreciate music from top to bottom. But I know a lot of other people are probably, you know, it's just so easy for them to grab, and I don't think they fully appreciate it.
Right. Yeah. And I remember like you had to make a good decision back then. Because you only, like for me, I only had so much money. Like I couldn't afford to buy two or, you know, three, a lot of times not even two. Like I could only buy one tape, you know?
Yeah, you had to go back. Like, I'll get this one for now. Right. Hopefully this one's here when I go back.
Yeah, so it's like, you better pick the right one because you just, you know. That was the worst, man. You spent all that money on a tape and there was like two good songs on it. It's like,
yeah.
That was like the worst.
There's a lot of those experiences, man. Yep.
Oh, man. Okay. So the next, Bo, anything? I didn't want to cut you off. I'm about to say something.
No, I was saying that's just like life, right? You make a lot of bets and some turn out well and some don't.
That's right. Yep. That's exactly right. All right. The next album I wanted to see if you could comment on and just, you know, see where you go. Where does this album take you? It's your album that ranked in our book in 2020, I think it was. This is Jazzy Vibes right here by Kid Abstract.
Yeah.
Where does this take you when you see this album?
Thank you. Ooh, where does that take me, man? Takes me to a happy place, man. Cause I was able to escape the madness of the world at that moment. You know, I had made that album before the pandemic and maybe half of it during the pandemic. So, being able to escape, man. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to release it during the pandemic. I was like, do people really want to hear new music? Kind of waited it out a little bit. And then we made the right decision because people really appreciated it. Man, I think they had more time to fully enjoy it.
Yes.
And, it's a special time, man. Shout out to Emma Pia, DJ Million Faces, all the artists that were involved, man. Jazzy Vibes, man. I think right before that one, I would say that I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue releasing music. Wow. And I made that one just, you know, out of love for jazzy hip hop with my man Emma Pia.
Yeah.
And I would say that definitely changed the trajectory of things, man. I've been feeling a lot better about the music career since then.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I'm glad that you put that one out, man. That's great. A lot of people were checking for it. We checked for it, like I said, in our book, The Boom Bap Review Volume 2. We had it right there at number 11, I think it is.
Bam.
Boom, 11.
Yo, thank you for that, man. That was huge.
Man. Yeah.
Just to have it on the book, man, was a crazy feeling.
And when I go back, like, man, you know, like, it's a snapshot of time. Like when I go back though, it's like, man, I listened to this album more than several of the ones we put in the top 10. So dope album, dope album. Just a note to our audience tonight. If you hear any loud screaming in the background, I have two kids and they all have friends over tonight spending the night. So there might be some wild commotion in the background, or it might be Kid Abstract's kids or Bo Brown's kids. We all got kids, so you never know. So just a fair warning. And Profound's not with us. He's got the most kids of all of us, man. Most kids. All right. But yeah, I'm glad you put that out, Kid Abstract. And I'm glad you kept going. I think the pandemic was good for artists in some ways. I mean, obviously, I don't wish a pandemic on anyone at any time and anywhere. And at the same time, I think a lot of artists like you put out some just incredible music during that time. And we had time to listen to it and sit with it. And that Jazzy Vibes is a good one to sit with for sure. So
yeah, I appreciate you.
Go ahead, I remember it was probably a couple weeks ago we were having just a general conversation about what drew us all to hip hop. And I think even Profound said his kind of life motto is deeper than hip hop. And then I was listening to Jazzy Vibes the next day and I was like, there's a track he's got deeper than rap. That's exactly almost word for word what the conversation was the day before. So you just brought into life this real love, this deep joy. And I'm just curious about, like, what is it about hip hop? Like, you mentioned the sort of rebelliousness of moving outside of your realm of oral pleasure. Is there anything else about hip hop that drew you to it?
That's a great question, man. I would say it was just having fun in middle school. We were kind of battling each other, just nursery rhymes. Well, my friends were doing it and I really enjoyed what they were writing. So I wanted to join in. And so I had the cheesiest rhymes, but it was so fun. and getting that crowd reaction is such a crazy feeling, man. It puts you on a crazy high, man. So I wanted to keep experiencing that over and over again. So I kept honing my craft, you know, working on my rhymes. And, you know, I met my boy Predom, who I found out he was recording music on his phone too. So it was like, you know, two worlds colliding, man. And I found out that he also listened to a lot of the old school and underground hip hop music that I was kind of just learning about. So I was so intrigued by this, man. It was like meeting an alien, dude, like literally, because everybody listens to whatever's on the radio. So I meet this guy that listens to all this underground and classic hip hop. And I'm like, who are you, man? Like, we immediately became best friends. You know, we're still good friends to this day. We have a group called Revolutionary Rhythm. But shout out to him, man. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be rapping, man. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I love that thought, that idea of if it wasn't for hip hop. Do you have any thoughts of like what you'd be doing with your spare time if it wasn't for hip hop?
Man.
I mean, probably drinking coffee still, but.
Drinking coffee, yeah. My first passion was soccer. Okay. So who knows? Maybe I would have continued on that because I think music kind of distracted me a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. A good distraction, for sure. Yeah, that's right. So speaking of the pandemic, there was another album that came out, recorded in the pandemic that you're featured on, and wanted to ask you about the song in this album and where this takes you. This is Nothing Less by A1 and Phonics.
Oh yeah, man, that one feels like a dope accomplishment, man, because I was such a fan of their music before I got to meet them, and they're such down to earth people, man. I've been able to build a cool relationship with them, and for them to ask me to be featured on a song, I was honored, man. So I really love Phonics production. A1 is super dope on the rhymes, man. Smooth, very consistent. This guy's always dropping music, man. I don't know how he does it. I'm always giving him mad props. Dude's so consistent. So that's something that I take from him, man. Just try to remain consistent. Mm. And Nothing Less, man. I think the song was called The Cool Out.
The Cool Out.
And we brought the good vibes, man. That's what I love doing. Yeah. I love bringing the good vibes on the music.
Yeah. How did you all meet?
Man, I can't really remember. I want to say I followed them on Instagram and reached out to them. And I don't know if they knew who I was already. Or they just became fans. I'm not exactly sure. It was a while ago, but I remember listening to their music and saying, I need to dive in a little more, man, and meet these guys. Anytime people make music that's kind of around a similar sound that I make as well, I'm always reaching out and showing love, man.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I'm so glad y'all connected, because I don't know, man. We'll get into this a little bit later, but like the collective, the crews in hip hop, you know, through the years, you know, starting off with my favorite crew, Native Tongues, like you all have that similar feel to me. And the Cool Out, man, that song, that's just, it's the Cool Out, man. It's like, it's the perfect title. It's such a cool vibe. I love that song. One of my favorite songs that year for sure. And glad, yeah, real glad that y'all hooked up. And Phonics actually just put out another instrumental album like last Friday, maybe, or two Fridays ago, which is super dope. Right.
Yeah, I think it's called Dreams. You know, forgive me, Phonics, if I didn't get that right, but pretty crazy because my album is titled Still Dreaming. So
yes,
we're obviously all in a dreamy vibe, man. You could tell right there without even saying anything to one another, man. We're kind of on the same wavelength.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Bo, were you about to say something, man? I saw you perk up.
Yeah, there does seem to be something in the zeitgeist now. Like, we've gone through this crisis as a society and as a community, and now it's time to dream of a different world and actually try to enact that. So I've been reading a lot about how the cycle of time has sort of placed our generation as a hero generation and not as a superhero, just as people who put their money where their mouth is and try to make things happen and bring good things into the world. So that really resonated with me. And you're doing
I love that.
Consistency is so key, like you said. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into the new album, there's one more album I wanted to ask you about. And this is Getz Gilberto right there.
Oh, you got the CD?
Got the CD, yeah.
There you go.
CD head. I love vinyl, but I'm a CD head.
Yeah, so. MC Till is like, what did you say you like? Bam, 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 bam. Got it.
I didn't have all of them, but yeah. I got some of them. So
Getz, obviously Stan Getz, American jazz saxophonist, incredible. Yeah. And linking up with João Gilberto, who's a Brazilian guitarist and composer. One of my favorite albums, man. A lot of jazz heads would say it's super popular. It's like kind of a great intro album to jazz and bossa nova. But for me, man, it's timeless music, man. If a lot of people don't know, I believe, I don't know, it's not that album, but there's a lot of dope hip hop has sampled that album, man. And I love the American and Brazilian connection because I happen to be Brazilian from my mom's side of the family. I was born here in LA. But I have family in Brazil. So seeing the two worlds come together is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This is one of my favorite non-hip hop albums of all time right here. So when you mentioned this one earlier, I was like, oh, yeah. Got it.
Oh, there you go. You already knew. Just, the girl from Ipanema. People should know that song.
Right. Yeah. That's a dope joint. Like the whole thing is real smooth. I'm going to have to get with you after the show because I would love to get some bossa nova recommendations from you. Cause I really love that vibe, but I don't know a lot. So, great album. If you never heard it, if you're tuning in, you've never heard it, go check out that album. It's really, really good. Okay. Well, I want to spend some time now that we've got a little, some other albums out of the way. I want to spend some time with this new album that's not out yet. But thanks to Kid Abstract, we got a little advanced listen so we could talk about it tonight. Really, really remarkable album, in my opinion. Comes out May 5th, is that right?
May 5th, yeah, that's my youngest son's birthday.
Oh, right on, man. That's dope. How old will he be on May 5th?
He's gonna be three.
Three, okay, right on. That's awesome.
Yeah, and this is my third album.
Look at that. There you go. Album is Still Dreaming.
The coming together.
Yeah, that's dope. Still Dreaming coming out May 5th, and just a really phenomenal album. Can you remind us and let the listeners know who produced all the beats on this one?
Yeah, that's all produced by Amsterdam producer Leo Lopez, man. He had reached out to me a few years ago expressing how he wanted to work, and he sent me some beats. He actually sent me the first song, Slow It Down, which is available for streaming. It's been available for a while now. So initially we wanted to just release that song. But then he sent me more beats and I was like, oh man, you trapped me, bro. You got me. All right. Now I'm gonna have to finish the whole project now. Cause we had at least like 16 beats that were album worthy, you know. And yeah, we knocked it down to 12 songs. And yeah, he's an amazing producer, man. He expressed how he loved the project with the Deli, which is my first project, collab project. Yes. It's called Daydreaming. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of wanted to channel that energy again. So that's so mm-hmm. hence the title Still Dreaming.
Yeah. Who did the beats on the first one?
On Daydreaming?
On Daydreaming, yeah.
Oh yeah, that was all produced by the Deli. He's a Texas.
Oh, that's
producer.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's right. You said out of Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That joint is really dope. Really dope.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my first time releasing an LP and having it pressed on wax. So it was an incredible feeling, man. Yeah. We shot videos, man. It was just super, super exciting, man, because just experiencing these things for the first time was magical, man, to say the least.
Yeah, man. So what's it like this time around, you know, compared to the first time?
Oh, it's still the same, man. It never, when you have a project finished, when you've been working so hard, man, and just kind of stressing yourself out over it, it's an amazing feeling to have the project completely finished and being able to get all your thoughts together, man. Because, you know, nowadays, man, it's just so easy to get distracted, you know. 1 minute I'm in my zone, man, and just something could just throw me off that easy. So the fact that I was able to just, you know, have an idea and bring it to life, you know, it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, man. That's dope. So this album, Still Dreaming, features some of my favorite MCs right now. V-Steez is on there. I love V-Steez. Her flow is just phenomenal. A1 that we talked about. And Tab One. Man, I love Tab One. He's just got great presence on the mic. Earlier I was talking about the Native Tongues, and you got the joint on there, On Point, or Predominance, I believe it is.
Oh, Predominance.
And you have other references to Tribe in the album. And so I can definitely hear the Tribe influence and just the Native Tongues, you know, influence. I'm just curious if you could just like speak on Tribe and the Native Tongues, and of course De La Soul and Dave, and just kind of what their influence has been on you, not just, you know, musically, but just you as a human being as well.
Yeah, so the way I experienced their music, it was probably like download age, blog age. So we're kind of able to get like media fire links. I don't know if y'all remember that. Downloading music for free, you know. And I came across a Tribe Called Quest. I probably heard their music before, but never had like their albums right in front of me. And so I finally got access to them. I enjoyed them from top to bottom, and my mind was blown, man. I was like, this is my sound right here, man. Like, they're talking about everything that I could relate to. The sound is amazing. The jazz music that they sample, the energy that they bring, the clothes that they wear. It was just so on point, man. Hence the song On Point. So I always wanted to be on point, man. You got to check the rhyme, man. So and De La Soul, man, rest in peace, Dave, True Goy. Them as well, man. Seeing the way they dressed, because you know, growing up in LA, you see a lot of dudes that are like, you know, either hood dressed, you know, like kind of gangster, you know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of like the culture that we grow up around. So to see something else, you know, being made in the East Coast, New York, was like, man, how could I blend that with our world, you know, because I never wanted to just bite, you know. Of course, that's against hip hop, man. You cannot do that.
Right. But
being able to mesh both worlds, man. And so that's what our goal has kind of been, but also telling our story.
Yeah.
You know, so their impact has been immense. You know, and it's crazy that there's a lot of people that don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And they're hip hop fans, you know.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so interesting though. Like, you can tell the difference between a biter and somebody who's adopting a pattern or has saw something very influential and decided to go with that vibe and that energy. But there's a definite difference, and you have really navigated that well.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, you kind of hear one thing in your head and you hope that it's coming across to other people. And so for the most part, the feedback has been great, man. So I appreciate it.
Good, good.
Yeah. Before I throw it back to Bo for another question, this is just a side note. I thought of this when you were talking about hearing Tribe for the first time. Can you think of a time, either recently or like the first few times, where you heard a jazz song that you knew sampled in hip hop, and you're like, "Oh my goodness, I know this song. I know this jazz song."
Oh yeah, that's a crazy feeling, man. That's like,
yeah,
almost like out of body. Like, what was that? Like,
right?
But I can't think of the exact song, man. It might have been Running, actually.
Hearing
the Far Side Running,
because that was a Gilberto.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
I think that was a Gilberto joint, and that was a crazy feeling, man. It's like two worlds coming together, you know? Yeah. It's like crazy.
Yeah, I remember hearing, I forget the song, it was another Dilla produced track for Tribe on Beats, Rhymes, and Life. And I heard the Tribe song first, and then I remember I was listening to some Bossa Nova like playlist, and it just came on, the sample that, you know, Dilla used for Tribe. I was like, oh my gosh. It's just a really cool feeling when you make those connections. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of us we're not really hip to how they produce.
Yeah.
So learning that for the first time it's wild, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that feeling. Love it. All right. Bo, wanted to throw to you for another question.
Yeah. I wanted to like circle back to your roots and heritage in Brazil and Nicaragua. And that is, you know, obviously come through in your music that this is a core part of your identity. And like I believe even one track, I don't know Portuguese, but I think that you rap on your new album one verse at least in Portuguese, and I imagine that you still utilize that language in life. And so I'm just curious about, like, has it always been a central core part of your identity, your heritage in Latin and South America? Or has that changed in importance over the course of your life?
No, absolutely. I think my trips to Nicaragua and Brazil came at a very young age, and it was life-changing for me, man. Mm-hmm. Experiencing how the people live over there, it's just like night and day, man. Like, you know, the U.S. is so far advanced where we're living, man, and to go backwards like that and experience how my family's living, man. I'm out here in the farmland. I'm out here taking cold water showers, man. You know, they just appreciate a lot of the simple things in life, man. And I experienced that maybe around like 10, 11 years old. So I came back, man. I don't know. It's hard to explain if you haven't ever been through that, but to be right, you know, right there in the midst of it, man, it was beautiful, man. It was a great escape, because, you know, at that age, I was playing a lot of video games, man, and just kind of stuck in my own little world. And being able to go over there and, you know, that culture shock is, you know, life changing, man. So I'm really passionate about, you know, my family's history and being able to learn about the country, man. And also being like a sports fan, you know, Brazil's had a lot of success with soccer. So that's kind of been like one of my kind of bragging points, man. We're the five World Cup winners, you know.
Right. Yes. It's all European except for South American. Man, that's awesome. One of my mentors was a teacher of mine when I was in graduate school, and came from Sao Paulo, and he talked about his childhood working as a shoeshine boy out in the streets when he was 7-8 years old, and that's how he helped bring money home to his family, and like that's how his grind developed and became, you know, my teacher and has traveled around the world. So yeah, it is life-changing to learn your roots, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage everyone to travel whenever they can. I know it's not that easy, especially, you know, this day and age. But just go out and experience things, man. And speaking of Brazil and Sao Paulo, Crazy story, man. So a lot of people don't know yet that I have a song that I'm rapping in Portuguese. So that's new. That's going to be news to a lot of people. But on that song, crazy story, I'm going to try to make it short. So the guy that's featured on there is Kamau, right? So he's a Brazilian MC and producer. So I would say around like middle school, high school, I used to watch the 411 VM skateboard videos, right? And there was an episode in Brazil, right? Where it was nothing but Brazilian skaters. And there was a hip hop song on there that was infectious, man. I loved it so much that I would just rewind the tape just to hear the song, right? I didn't know the name. I didn't know who it was. I just enjoyed it for what it was, right? So fast forward, man, 2020, this guy reaches out to me, Kamau. He's like, yo, I'm a fan of your music, man. I listen to Jazzy Vibes and I'm a fan. And I'm like, oh, word. Like, oh, man, I love your music, man. And so let's work, right? So it comes out later, right? I finally somehow come across this song on YouTube, right? And I find out that it was him in that group on that song.
Wow.
And my mind was blown, dude. And this dude lives maybe like 30 minutes away from my family in Sao Paulo. So it's like I'm all the way over here in LA. He's all the way in Sao Paulo. He becomes a fan. I somehow already knew about this guy's music and I've been obsessed with one of his songs for many years ago. Fast forward, now he's on a song with me.
There was crazy, a man. Yeah. That is crazy. I apologize if that was meant to be a surprise. We will not republish any of this.
Oh, no. We're good. No, I just think that people don't know that yet. Yeah. But I'm open to sharing anything about the album today. And that song is called Sempre Sonhando, which is always dreaming. I got the vinyl right here, y'all.
Look at that. That looks great.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So I got Leo on the back right there.
Oh, look at that.
For the people that have the video access right there.
Yeah.
You can pre-order this now at kidabstract.bandcamp.com. I'll plug that in real quick.
Heck yeah.
Because this is fire. It's going to be gone soon, y'all.
How many did you press up?
You know what? I don't know the exact number, actually. I got to talk to the label. But I have quite a few, and I'm shipping them myself. So
a word up.
If you guys would like an autograph or anything, or you know, you want a copy of Jazzy Vibes as well, please feel free to leave a note and I'd be happy to.
Right on. And
I'm not a big fan of doing autographs, but people ask for it. So
there you go.
Or I'll send it out. They'll be like, I didn't know you sent it out. Like, I would ask you to autograph it. So that's why I'm letting people know. Like, I'll autograph it for you if you'd like.
Yes. And how about in a CD release? We'll get a CD release.
Yeah, actually, CDs are on their way. You can pre-order that as well. On the website.
Then I will do that later on. Definitely. Yeah.
There we go. Appreciate you, man.
And if you're out there, make sure you tip Kid Abstract, because I found out when you tip Kid Abstract, his son gets extra ice cream. So make sure you tip him when you order. Because in Bandcamp, you can pay whatever you want. So why pay the minimum when you can support the artist you love?
Add a dollar or two and you will keep my kids busy so I can work on more music.
There you go. Yeah.
A win-win.
That's great. Yep. Yo, this album. Hey, speaking of that though, man, hey, you could do something with that. I once posted a song about my wife and said I'm going to take my wife out on a nice date and I'm only going to spend the money that people send when you buy this song. That's it. That's the only money I'm spending that night. You know, and people spent a lot of money. Like, it was a lot more than I would have normally spent.
Where were we able to go, man? I'm curious.
You know, we just went, I bought her some books, bought her a gift card. We went, you know, to a nice restaurant together. Can't remember if we went to a movie that night or not. We didn't go to like anything like real fancy, but we just did a bunch of things. What year was this? This was like 2 years ago, I think.
Okay.
So not real long.
Inflation,
time
man. You know, it's real right now.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So you could
time
do
this past that yeah. you can do it now.
But it was cool though, because it was a way for like, you know, people that follow me and my music to feel like they were connecting with me in a pretty intimate type of way, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna help this dude, you know, take his wife out. So you could do something, you know, similar with your wife or with your kids or whatever. And I think people would get behind that, you know.
I'm taking that, man, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, because yeah, fans want to, you know, we want to support the artists we like. So all right, so speaking of artists we like and albums, this new album, again, if you've not heard it, there's no wonder because it's not out yet. But it comes out May 5th, Still Dreaming.
There are three singles, man. I don't mean to interrupt you, but
yes,
Slow It Down. you can listen to Slow It Down, you can listen to Still Dreaming, On Point, and Keep It Jazzy.
Keep it jazzy. Yes.
Those are all available now, man. Those are some of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And by the way, we do have another single coming out on 420. This one's called Believe and features my good homie Humble Gent. I call him nice. Humble Gent, but he goes by Humble now.
Humble.
He's an amazing singer, man. And I'm so happy that we got this song together.
Yeah, it's a dope song. It's a great way.
Can I just say how much I appreciate? I appreciate the fact that you have a plan and you're like promoting your plan and working your plan. I think that's dope.
Yes. Thank you, man. Yeah, you know, we have everything scheduled, man. And honestly, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I love having everything written down, and it needs to be down to a T. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Like, even before I have things done, I have it written there already. Like, all right, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
This is, I got it all planned out, man. Especially being a dad now, you kind of have it to have, you have to be, you know, 10 steps ahead already, man. Make sure everything's ready 100%. To go.
Yeah, it's super helpful to do that. You know, when I listen to this album, one of the things, like the first song, Slow It Down, and I feel like I felt that message throughout this album. Not that you were saying every song, hey man, slow down, but just the way it moved, the sounds of it, the jazziness, the chill vibe, and some of the things you say. Like, I walked away from this album like, yeah, I need to just relax. I need to slow down. I need to take a step back from this crazy world of mine. And it just gave me something to appreciate in that time. Just curious to know, like, when people listen to this album, is there something that you are like, man, I hope they take that away, or I hope they take this away?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So let me put it this way, man. If this was my last album, I'd be super grateful, man. I'd be thankful for what I got off. And mainly because the main point was to leave messages for my family and friends, especially my kids. And they're actually featured on the album. They got a quick little segment in there.
Yeah.
But so Still Dreaming has two different meanings. So one is, man, I'm so blessed to be alive right now. Look at me. I'm chilling in the clouds. I'm enjoying some music. I got my cassette tape with me because that's how I grew up, man. I had the cassette tapes. I had the Walkman. You know, the struggle, bumping, you know, into things, and the music stops, and, you know, having to rewind your tapes and all that stuff, man. But yeah, I'm just blessed, man, to be alive and to be able to make music. And I like to bring that energy out when I record. And so you get a lot of music with good vibes and me just counting my blessings. And then also on the other hand, I'm still dreaming of, you know, being able to make hip hop a full-time job, man, because what artist wouldn't want to do that full time, you know? As much as they say, you know, I just do it for me, you know, but I do it for my supporters, man. So
yeah,
to everybody that takes a moment in time to show me love, give me a like, comment, share my music, man, it's greatly appreciated. And, you know, I hope the music resonates with you. A lot of great messages, man, to my family and friends. So hopefully they listen to it, man. I hope they're not tired of my voice yet. So two different meanings, man, just because, you know, in life you have to find a balance, right, of being able to count your blessings and want to achieve more, right? So yeah, if this were my last album, man, hopefully it's not my last album, but if it was, I'd be super thankful for what we're able to capture with this one.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. My favorite beat on that album, Young Dreamers, is, man, that beat on that beat.
I'm surprised, man. Young Dreamers.
Yeah. All right. It's so good, man. I mean, all the beats are good on there. I love Slow It Down and On Point. I could just riddle every title, but there's something about Young Dreamers. The horn, something. I just love it, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great song to move to because verse one is actually about me growing up. Right. And being a fan of Michael Jordan and Kobe and wanting to achieve that type of greatness in my world. Right.
Yeah.
But then I also dive into how my kids are now the Young Dreamers. Mm. And, you know, now I want them to achieve their dreams. So a lot of my music is about supporting them and giving them the positive messages that they need to continue on.
Yeah, that's dope. And I love the messaging on this album because it definitely does not come across preachy, for sure. You just have such a natural, easygoing way to just drop. Like, I'm cooling out, just loving the music. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I should do that in my life. You know, you just have these ways to just drop these little nuggets of wisdom. It's like, oh, so it's great. So it's like you said, like, it's positive messages. It's a cool vibe. It's like everything that I want in music, you know, is there. So really dope album.
I truly appreciate that, man. That's the goal. And I think you guys mentioned that last time. It's one of the first times that I heard it. They say I can just kind of leave it on in the background. I don't know if it was Ayo Mas that said it or Profound, but I can leave it on in the background and it's just like feel good music that's just there, right? But then I can also listen into the music and there's actually, you know, some deep content in there. So that's been the goal, man, to not sound over preachy, but you know, my music is kind of preachy, man. I would say that, but I'm trying not to be, but I'm real self-reflective, man. That's what goes on in my mind. I'm always thinking of how I can improve things or, you know, I'm always reading situations deeper than I have to probably. So that it probably comes out in the rhymes a lot, you know,
that's well, just who I am. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, what's that, Bo?
I was just saying we're better off to be able to trace the stream of thought and see that in a verbal form. I think that's pretty amazing.
Thank you, man. Yeah, and it's hard to, you know, be able to be in a situation and then translate it into music completely. Yeah. And that's why we appreciate good artists, man. Yeah. You know, that's why we sit down and enjoy music a lot of times, you know, either whether you're just enjoying some music, enjoying the beats, but a lot of times the rhymes speak to us and it's almost like they'll say something that'll go off in your head. You'll be like, wow, I feel the same exact way. And that's why we love a lot of the artists that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. And I feel like there's leaders that are like more authoritarian who want you to know that they're in power and they know what's right and they know what's best for you. And then there's leaders, you know, like yourself, where it's like, hey, I think I've lived through some things. I've got some wisdom that I can share and I'm going to share by leading and reflecting on my own life. And in that, it's like people follow and like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know. Yeah. And I think that's the kind of leaders I'm looking for and the kind of followers I'm looking for, where it's a natural. You're being led by someone who's leading by example, basically, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Well said, man. And that kind of goes back to track one, Slow It Down.
Slow Down.
Where you also mentioned where I'm telling people to slow it down, breathe, relax. Right. But then I'm also saying, hey, I need to breathe.
Yes.
I need to relax. So I'm not always pointing the finger, man. I'm always, you know, telling myself too.
Yeah. I thought that was a brilliant way to start off the album too, because it's almost like, because I always catch myself. Like, I try to be a deep listener. And then like, if I'm talking to my wife and she's talking to me and I'm not being a deep listener, I sometimes catch myself like, oh shoot, let me be a deep listener right now. And it's almost like that, like you did that on the song. It's like, oh shoot, let me lead by example. I'm telling you what to do. Let me pause. My bad. Let me step back and let me tell myself what I need to do. You know, and I thought that was a dope way to start off the album.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I think you mentioned inviting the listener in is what you said to me. And that was a perfect way to put it. I never thought of it that way, but when I started off with Slow It Down, that was kind of the intention. Like, hey, slow down, relax. I'm about to tell you a story. Go on a journey with me. You know, that's why I thought of the cover first before I even finished the album, finished writing it. I was like, I want to be on the clouds. I want to be on a journey. So, you know, I want you guys to be a part of my journey.
Yeah. No doubt. And I want to invite everyone out there that's listening in, either on Facebook Live or tuned into our YouTube channel, which if you are tuning into our YouTube channel right now, please subscribe and keep coming back for more of these interviews. I want to invite you all to make sure that you set the reminder to get this album. You can pre-order it now at Kid Abstract's Bandcamp. So just get on Bandcamp and search Kid Abstract. There it is. If you're watching, Still Dreaming, produced by Leo Lopez. I'm telling you, these beats, if you like jazzy boom bap, you are going to love this album. If you like his previous album, Jazzy Vibes, or Daydreaming, you're going to love this album too. It's kind of a progression of that sound. And I feel like sonically, I feel like there's there's moments that remind me of jazzy vibes, and there's moments that I feel like there's moments that are a little bit more maybe taking a little bit more chances, just a little bit different, not so different where it's like, what's Kid Abstract doing? This isn't his lane. It sounds whack, you know, not like that, but yeah, like yeah. Chances where it's like, okay, all right, this is a little bit different, but I like it. You know, I dig it. Yeah. And so yeah. I think it's you, it's jazzy vibes, and it's you, but stretched a little bit more, so that the listener can appreciate something a little bit more, you know, kind of like a growth type of thing, you know?
Yeah. And if I may add to that, man, yeah, it's actually Still Dreaming. I think Leo Lopez produced that, you know, just for me, listening into jazzy vibes and listening into Daydreaming. So we kind of meshed both albums together. Yeah. So if you enjoy jazzy vibes, you know, kind of the more gritty lo-fi, boom bap jazzy beats that MAPIA produces, you'll like some joints on here. If you like the Daydreaming bossa nova samples, because that was all bossa nova samples.
Yeah,
there's some stuff in here. You know, I took risks with the self-titled single Still Dreaming, because it is a bit more rhythmic, and the drums are a little different than when people are used to. It takes you right to Brazil, man. You get smacked with the Brazilian rhythms, man. So I knew I was going to be a little bit different, but I personally loved that beat so much. It resonated with me a lot. So I was like, man, I'm not even going to think about anybody else. I'm going to just rock in my own little world right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody enjoys it. We'll worry about the feedback later, you know?
Totally. I'm glad you put it out there. And one of the things that I love about Still Dreaming, that particular song, is that, yeah, the rhythm is a little bit different than what we might be used to, you know, based on your previous two albums. But the sounds are right in step with that boom bap sound. Like the kicks that you or Leo Lopez uses, the kicks, the snares, the other instrumentation on there, at least the drums, have that boom bap sound to them, but they're just, the pattern's different, you know, so there's still something. That's why I said there's still something that's comfortable, that's, you know, safe, at the same time exploring a little bit and going out and doing something different. So I think you're gonna you know, get some new people coming in to the new sound, and then the heads that have been used to a certain thing are still gonna be pleased by it too. So I think you're gonna capture both.
I appreciate you, man. We're in a single world, right? Like people like, maybe they don't mind grabbing one or two songs from an album. I hope they enjoy it from 1 to 12, but you know, maybe they'll pick, if they love one song and it's added to one of their playlists or whatever it is, or it's played on a DJ set or whatever it is, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, right on. Very good. Well, the album is dope. Make sure you check it out when it comes out May 5th. Pre-order it right now on Kid Abstract's Bandcamp page. Again, it's called Still Dreaming. Before we get out of here, are you down to play our one word challenge?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. I don't know. Did we do one word with you last time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Shoot, we might have done the same albums, but it's been a while. So, and our man Profound couldn't be here tonight. He was having technical difficulties, but he did record this little intro, which I don't think we did last time. So I'm gonna play this intro for you to see if you accept the challenge. Here we go.
Okay, party people in the house.
Let's get ready to rumble!
In this portion of the show, we'll show an assortment of hip-hop albums and challenge our guests to describe them in one word or less. Do you accept the challenge?
All right. Do you accept the challenge, Kid Abstract?
Let's go.
All right, we got three albums tonight for you. And these are some phenomenal albums. And at the end, the bonus round is you're going to try to decide, if you had to pick one album to go to a deserted island with, which album would it be? All right. So the first album that you get to choose, and if you can respond to this album in one word or less, this is Reaching by Diggable Planets.
Smooth.
Ooh, yeah. Smooth.
Man, yes. Those guys are just jazzy and smooth, man. Hey. Shout out to Doodlebug, man. He's been showing me love on IG.
Oh, word?
Yeah, cool dude, man. I was able to meet them backstage at the at a San Diego show.
Okay.
And man, yeah, it was amazing, man. I idolize those guys, man. Just super funky, jazzy. That's the kind of sound that I like to capture.
Yeah.
I don't know if
yeah.
I'm supposed to go dive in deep, but
you can.
Have to, man. Yeah.
Yeah. After, as long as you get the one word first, okay, you're allowed to go deeper. Yeah. Did you remember the Blowout Comb album and what your response was to that album when it came out?
I think I just remember the lead single. Mm-hmm. Hearing that for the first time was crazy, and then I needed more because I know there's no way it's just this one. I need more.
Yeah, cool, I remember. Like yeah, cool. Yeah, man. I remember seeing that video for whatever that song was on their second album. But yeah. All right. Next album here for one word is Low in Theory by a Tribe Called Quest.
Jazzy. Mm. That's like my introduction to jazz, man. Like jazzy hip hop. You know, just a crazy to experience that, man. And I think I'm pretty sure Leo Lopez takes a little note from that album, man. The Low End Theory, Leo Lopez. So I'm pretty sure he's highly influenced by a lot of that production on there.
That's dope. I can hear it in this new album. Nice. All right. Last album before we make you choose one of the three. This is Stakes Is High by De La Soul.
Legendary.
Mm, yes. Just,
it just feels like epic, great. Having that Dilla Stakes Is High song with De La Soul was magical to me. You know, Dilla's one of my favorite producers. And that song will never get old to me. I'll put that on repeat a million times. Never get sick of it.
Did you see them perform that joint on Jimmy Fallon recently?
Yeah. Yeah. That was beautiful, man. And with the outro of Dave speaking. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie, man. I shed a tear, man.
I did too, man.
Yeah. If you're a fan of De La Soul, you shed a tear.
And when Black Thought jumped on rapping Dave's verse, that was a moment for me too. I was like, wow. Yeah.
No, I can't think of anyone better to do that verse, man. It everything was so perfect about that performance.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Man, All right. If you had to choose, you're going to an island. You can't get off for a long time. Which out? You got Stakes Is High here, Low in Theory, or you got Reaching? Which one are you going to take with you?
Let me just make this quick note. This is funny. So these three albums actually inspired the new album, Still Dreaming. I was listening to these albums right here. And funny thing is that the De La Soul album, that was not actually my favorite De La album.
Really?
Just a quick little note. Yeah, I like Balloon Mind State. That's a little more funky upbeat, you know, jazzy, funky upbeat. It just doesn't it doesn't sound like Still Dreaming, though. You know, it's completely it's more that's more chill. So I'm saying I kind of take a note from Stakes Is High. The Low End Theory sounds more like Still Dreaming, but I like Midnight Marauders better. I don't know why. It's you know, you can change from one day to the other, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to pick a number one, but. You know, but if I were to stay on an island, I would say the Low End Theory.
The Low End Theory. All right.
Yeah, Tribe is my number one. Okay. Always.
I like it. I like it, man.
Hence the name Kid Abstract, man. I don't know if Q-Tip knows of me, man. I don't know how he would feel if he found out someone was Kid Abstract. Yeah.
Spell it different.
But I need to live to that day to find out that, you know, there's a young MC out there and his name is Kid Abstract and he was inspired by you, you know? So hopefully that eventually reaches him one day, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he watches the show every Thursday, so I'm sure just there heard
him. Plug him in, man. Let him know.
There you go. He's never been on the show, but he always watches. You know, he always watches.
That's dope.
Right on. Hey, Kid Abstract, man, we appreciate you coming on for the second time to talk about a number of things, but most importantly, this new album. Still Dreaming, which is going to be out May 5th. So make sure you all go get it. I mean, you can get it now. You can pre-order it now. Got the singles out and available. As always, we give shout outs before we get out of here. So Bo and I will give a few and then we'll turn it over to you to give the final shout out. Sound good?
Sounds good. Yep.
All right, cool. All right, Bo Brown, man, who you want to shout out tonight?
Well, first of all, well, and only shout to Kid Abstract. I'm at the point in my life where I feel like I could sit around and worry about things for 1 hour, or I could purchase Kid Abstract's new album, Still Dreaming, and be at peace. and remember the good.
You won't leave the record store mad, man.
That's right.
A good investment, hopefully.
Yes, yes.
Right on, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. I want to shout out Bo Brown and Iomas Morad and Joe November and Profound and Stowe the Last, my man Big Stowe, the whole everybody, and Iomas Morad, the whole Everybody's Hip Hop label crew. Appreciate you all. Shout out to Dope Hip Hop, man. Shout out to jazz. I love jazz. I've been getting more into jazz lately. My grandpa was always playing jazz when I was a kid. And always heard it, you know, through hip hop through the years. But the last few years, I've been, you know, actually getting these albums and not listening to them just to find samples, but listening to them to enjoy them. And so shout out to all those great jazz musicians that came before. And shout out to hip hop. Shout out to Kid Abstract for being here today. Shout out to Leo Lopez for making a phenomenal album with Kid Abstract called Still Dreaming. So shout out to all the dreamers out there that are still dreaming. And yeah, so shout out to you, Kid Abstract. Thanks again for coming by, for creating dope music and sharing a little bit of your story and your album with us tonight. So thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to you for the final shout outs.
I got a long shout out, man. So be prepared.
Bring it on, man.
First one that comes to mind, I want to shout out you guys, man, everybody at Everybody's Hip Hop label, man. I'm looking forward to the new Boom Bap book being number one, hopefully. It's incoming. I know it. And so I want to shout out Melting Pot Music, man, for helping this vinyl come to life. They're a German music label, and we partnered for this project here, man. So I want to shout out them. I want to shout out Leo Lopez for making these incredible beats and allowing me to speak about my life and this journey that we're on. It's been a beautiful thing, man. I'm super excited for everyone to listen to that. And then I want to shout out my wife, who, if it wasn't for her, you would get no music. Absolutely, 100%. She's the one that watches the kids while I dive into my art endeavors. So if y'all want to thank anyone, thank my wife, thank my parents for making me. I also want to thank the Young Dreamers, my two boys, Tiago and Elijah. Those are the Young Dreamers. Pretty soon on May 5th, you'll be able to hear a little snippet of them talking on the album. It's a beautiful piece, man. I made my wife cry. That was the goal. So super happy with that. And yeah, man, shout out to everybody that was on the album too, man. You guys really, really helped me put this together, because it's not possible without everyone that's involved. Shout out to Jism, who's a artist. Can't remember exactly where she is from, but she designed this, man. I had this idea here and she brought it to life. It's incredible. Shout out to Predominance, man. That's my brother for life. Shout out to Phonix for hooking us up with the cuts, man. Shout out to V Steez for keeping it jazzy with me. Shout out to Tab One. We're on a song called Wonderful Thing, and it definitely is a wonderful thing. Shout out to my man Kamau. Can't believe that we actually linked up and you live not too far from my family in Sao Paulo. It's crazy. Shout out to my man A1, an incredible MC. Shout out to Rain Basu, who just had a baby. I was able to get that recording in just before. So blessings to you and the family. And real quick, if I can, I'm a part of this project right here called Rewind by, hopefully I'm saying it right, Alcinos, Parental, and Loopholes. I just got the, as you can see, it still has the wraparound. I haven't even opened it yet. I'm on a song called Grand Scheme with Ill Conscious, who is an incredible MC. You guys should definitely check him out. I think he killed me on this song, but I still enjoyed making it. And yeah, man, check this out. Rewind. It just dropped last week. So there's more music. I got a song with Corali coming out. He's an Italian producer. And if you think that Still Dreaming is a little bit on the chill side and you need something more up-tempo, raw, boom, bap, don't worry. Me and my man New Vintage are working on something real dope. All right. I'm gonna channel that kind of younger high school energy and bring that, you know, that raw, that all still keep it jazzy, still keep it smooth and soulful, but you'll get some more up-tempo music for sure. Cause this one was a little more chill. I had to speak my piece. I had to let my family and friends know that they're loved. Now, next, I'm gonna move on to this project with New Vintage. It's already sounding really dope. And I got another project coming out. We still need to finish a few songs. It's with the Jazz Boys. They're a Budapest jazz band. So shout out to them. I was actually doing a few shows with them in Europe last year. Incredible experience. Just wanted to shout them out because they really treated me well while I was out there. And I know a lot of people are still waiting on that project. We're still working on it. We got to make sure it's right. So, yeah, once again, thank you guys. Still Dreaming, May 5th, long shout out. If you're still here with us, you are truly appreciated. Sending love to you, to all my supporters, peace and blessings. Thank you so much. If you think that your likes and your comments are not appreciated, you are wrong. I truly, truly appreciate it. It goes a long way for everybody. Small businesses, artists, independent artists. You're quick to like that Drake post, right? He got 1 million likes, man. Don't worry about that. Hey. Mm-hmm. Support the young cats, man. Support the independent hip-hop artists, man. I know you think that it doesn't matter, but when you actually like something, comment, it throws it into other people's feeds. So I just want to stress that because I see a lot of my favorite independent hip-hop artists not getting that same engagement that they used to get. I don't know if it's the algorithm, if people are just scrolling mindlessly. I don't know what it is, but I just would like to remind you that it's greatly, greatly appreciated. When you show all the artists love, it goes a long way. Trust me. And it's a free thing to do that takes just a couple seconds. So peace and blessings to all of you. I wish you guys the best.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kent Abstract. And yo, I'm so glad you brought up the Rewind Project. I totally lost track of that album. That is a really, really dope album. And I'm glad you shout it out. Yeah, man. The production duo, or I guess it's a production trio.
Yeah. Loopholes is a trio of producers, and then Parental is a French producer. Not sure where Alcino's is from, man, but yeah, it's like six different people up in here, man. And it actually features Afro, Illa J, Frank Nitt, Mocha Only, Kev Brown, AG, Mathematic, Ill Conscious, Kid Abstract, man, whoever that dude is, and a bunch of other dope people, man. Like, this is incredible, man. I wonder what the budget was on this.
I know. It is a really good album, so make sure y'all check that out. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with an MC from Chicago who released one of the best albums around. His name is Neek. And we're going to be talking with him about his new album and much more. So thank you, Kid Abstract. On that note, as always, we say peace. Peace.
Peace. Peace.